In the spirit and celebration of the Beijing Summer Olympics, ReachMD XM157, the channel for medical professionals, is happy to present this month's special series, Focus on Sports Medicine.
Nephropathy, a field that has an inferiority complex because its practitioners have to explain that it's something like chiropractic, only different. You're listening to ReachMD XM157, the channel for medical professionals. Welcome to the Clinician's Roundtable. I'm Dr. Michael Greenberg, your host, and with us today is Dr. James Kearns, a naphropath in Woodstock, Illinois. Welcome, Jim. Let's talk about naphropathy. Tell us exactly what it is and how it differs, for instance, from orthopedic surgery or from chiropractic. Give us a quick thumbnail here.
Naphropaths basically work with all muscle and joint injuries from head to toe. And the way they work with those injuries is through the use of manual manipulation. And all that simply means is stretching muscles which have tightened and realigning bones which have gone out of alignment. The second thing we use is therapeutic exercises, specifically postural exercises, which reinforce anything we do with manual manipulation. And the third thing we do is there's physical therapy tools like ultrasound and electric muscle stimulation, which just assist us in helping the body to heal itself so that the muscles repair and someone's able to begin to maintain homeostasis.
Okay, now you are, or have been, a triathlete. And you've had your share of injuries. How has your experience helped you in your practice to learn about injury prevention?
I became fascinated because of my injuries with how the body works and how the body moves. And medicine calls this biomechanics. And it was through an internship that I had with a sports medicine doctor that I was introduced to this concept. And basically, biomechanics is just looking at how someone's posture is in a static position and then translating that into movement and being able to understand which muscles are working, which muscles are not working, and then what you need to do in order to get the muscles that have started to shut down or atrophy to get those muscles working again. And so that concept of posture and alignment is really the fountain of youth. Specific to athletes, it's something that will improve their times, and it will also be something that will prevent injury. So one of the things I encourage the athletes that I work with here, and a lot of it is because of my over 15 years of experience in triathlons, is that before they begin training, they should start to begin looking at their alignment and improve their alignment. This time of year, what we start to see, because the Chicago Marathon is always at the end of October, we start to see people who will have begun their marathon training about Memorial Day. And as they get into their longer runs, where they're on their feet two or more hours, their joints begin to break down. And what I encourage my patients to let other people know in the running groups is before they begin a training program, they should first get their body straight. Unfortunately, a lot of times it's the pain that lets someone know that their body's out of alignment. And because we focus so much on prevention, all my athletes, when they begin their season, I say, first come in for an examination. Make sure your hips, your shoulders, your knees, and your ankles are in proper alignment. We'll put them on a treatment program, and then they can go out and do their activity.
Kind of engineering a sports car before you're going to race it. You're going to make sure that it's engineered well. And along before you even go out for that race, you're going to make sure that it's in tip-top shape.
Absolutely. Well, if you think of what golfers will spend on a golf club, for example, $500 is nothing to spend on a driver, right? And I said, well, when was the last time you spent some money on the body that's behind that driver to make that more effective? So the feedback we get from our athletes is, you know, Doc, since I've been working with you, my drive is 25 yards longer and I'm not swinging the club any harder. Or for someone who's training for a marathon, they'll say, do you realize since we've been working together that my mile time has improved a half a mile per minute and I'm not doing anything different? So those are the results that athletes will see once they begin a postural program, which helps their alignment.
Okay, so let's talk about America. We have kids who are athletic all day long. They're in school programs, they're in post-school programs. We work them hard, we have them lift weights. Are we doing anything to work on their alignment ahead of time, or should we be doing this?
So much of what I see as far as focus on athletics has become specialization. So whereas 25 years ago, you might see a high school athlete who would play football in the fall, play basketball in the winter, and then baseball in the spring. That three-sport athlete's becoming more and more difficult because coaches want you to specialize. And with that specialization also comes sport-specific specialized training. And what that equates to is muscles that are strong, coaches in the weight room will put them on a training program to get those muscles stronger. However, they're not looking at alignment first and foremost. They're looking at strength first and foremost. Now, very simply, the science of biomechanics tells us that if you increase a muscle's strength but don't look at alignment, you've just created compensation. And that's why we see a lot of the high school athletes, because they are bigger and faster, they're getting injured so much more easily, because although they're bigger and faster, they're not necessarily more functional. And functional just simply means, does that muscle work? So, for example, if I run forward, can I do that just as easily as running backwards? If I run to my right, can I do that just as easily as to the left? Sports-specific training doesn't always mean, if you're a football player, some of the exercises and strength training are to help you just operate within a 10-yard area. And so that full function is lost.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to ReachMD XM 157, the channel for medical professionals. I'm Dr. Michael Greenberg, and I'm speaking with Dr. James Kearns about naturopathy and the profession's focus on injury prevention rather than just treatment after the fact. Okay, so we have these athletes being injured. Unless we're working on alignment, aren't we going to create a lot of adults later on who are going to have major problems from all these high school athletics if we don't work on this alignment issue?
Absolutely. It's setting an athlete up for disappointment. For example, someone with a marathon training program, as I said earlier. And what I would like to see is someone who's able to work with a postural program, which will keep all of the muscles working evenly, and then do their specific sport. So, for example, the posture of a runner is going to be very different than the posture of a cyclist, just by virtue of their individual sports and the muscles they use. See, the muscles are only going to do what you tell them to do. And if you do one sport over and over and over, the muscles become very adept at doing that specific movement. That's how each sport individually creates a certain posture specific to that sport.
Wait, is there a posture for napping?
Sure. And so one of the discussions, if we take it from the sports arena, a discussion we have here with our patients, if you have, for example, a herniated disc in your spine, the fact that you sleep on your back or your stomach or your right side or your left side, depending upon what area or level of the spine that disc is, and where that disc is displaced, all that is going to translate into whether you're going to wake up in the morning fully refreshed or feeling that nerve radiating down your leg. So yes, if you think of using what I had said earlier, that the muscles only do what you tell them to do, so let's pretend you're in bed 6 to 8 hours at night. You're going to have much different alignment when you wake up in the morning if you've laid on your stomach than if you laid on your back, because you're using a totally different set of muscles.
This should translate into the workplace, too. If we brought this into the workplace, wouldn't we have a lot less injuries in our workers?
Without a doubt. We've begun working with fire departments, with a lot of heavy equipment operators, with concrete companies for that very reason. Because, for example, one of the fire departments we work with most recently, I do a test to see how functional someone's low back and hips and spine is, because those are all areas that are used by a fireman's body. And I was very surprised to find out in this particular fire department, which had called me because they had had 12 injuries for workman's compensation the prior year, that 50% of their fire people actually failed the rudimentary test that we gave them. I was very surprised to find out that here these fire people are lifting 400-pound patients, they told me. And when I asked them to share with me, well, how do you do that? Show me how you bend and lift and twist. That although they had education, they had told me, when it actually came time for them to show me how to do that, they didn't know how to use their body in space. So then that explained to me why they had that many injuries in the prior year.
So what you're telling us is that we're really not putting any focus on the equipment. We're just kind of waiting till it breaks down, and then we're paying for the fix. But it would be a lot cheaper if we would take the time and effort to get the equipment in top shape and use it that way, and we wouldn't have as many breakdowns.
Absolutely. There's a wonderful book on posture written by a medical doctor. The name of the book is Posture Alignment, The Missing Link in Health and Fitness, and it's by Dr. Paul D'Arezzo, who talks about the physical complications that can happen as a result of posture. For example, what he talks about in the book is, let's say someone comes as a patient and says they're having a difficult time breathing. Well, what if their posture happens to be that their thoracic spine is in extreme flexion, that their shoulders bilaterally are protracted, their head carriage is forward, and their pelvis is posteriorly rotated? So if you can imagine, for example, your typical senior citizen who sits a lot, imagine that posture. Well, just having that alignment is going to compress the diaphragm, right? So that idea of taking a full breath with that posture is very difficult because mechanically that diaphragm can't contract, it can't function properly. So what I like about his book is he talks about how posture also has an effect on overall health.
When I was getting in shape and working out, my trainer told me that one of the most important thing was to split my time up between cardiovascular strength, muscular growth, and stretching. And nobody likes to stretch because it really hurts, and athletes think it's a waste of time. We're really going beyond that now, aren't we, into saying even beyond stretching, before we start working out, we should look where we're out of alignment so that as we're doing these exercises, we're doing it the right way because our body's alignment is the right way. Is that correct?
Right. You heard me use the word earlier, function. And function is simply a muscle that operates properly. So the concept of stretching, which has been around forever, and there's certainly a place for it, but a muscle that's functional will have the proper tone. And so that's what we're doing. So in that sense of doing something differently, we're working, for example, on making sure that the muscles on the right side of the body are doing the exact same thing as the muscles on the left, that the muscles on the front of the body are working exactly as effectively as the muscles on the back. So when you have that full function, now you're not using words like stretching a muscle, because a muscle that's functional, that works properly, has the proper tone that that muscle was made for.
Jim, thanks for being our guest today and discussing naturopathy and, more important, work in focusing on injury prevention rather than just treatment after the fact. I'm Dr. Michael Greenberg, and you've been listening to the Clinician's Roundtable on ReachMD XM157, the channel for medical professionals. ReachMD XM is here for you, the health professionals who care for your patients. We welcome your questions and your comments. Please visit us at ReachMD.com, where our beautiful and newly decorated website with its on-demand and podcast features will allow you to access our entire program library and listen to all of our great shows with all of our wonderful hosts and guests. Register on the website and enter promo code RADIO for 6 months of free podcasts, and we truly thank you for listening.
You have been listening to Focus on Sports Medicine, part of this month's special series on ReachMD XM157, the channel for medical professionals.